Right, it's just coming up to 11:21 and I'm joined in the studio by my guest today, Adam Woolcock, who is the project coordinator from Brentwood Community Print. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Good morning, Michelle.
Yeah, now, how are you feeling? Because you and me both have got like dreadful sort of sneezy colds.
Got the horrible winter sniffles, but hanging in there, I'm all right.
Are you here to talk about Brentwood Community Print and also supported independent placement schemes? So there's companies out there listening at the moment. Do stay tuned because this will be of interest to you. But before we talk about that, who are Brentwood Community Print and what services do you provide?
Right, Brentwood Community Print, where we're based over in Worley, just outside of Brentwood. And we are a fully functional print shop and graphic design studio. But first and foremost, and not a lot of people actually know this, we are also a mental health recovery project.
Right. Okay.
So everybody who works in the shop, myself included, is in recovery or management of some sort of mental health condition.
Yeah.
We work with a lot of people who, say, have low self-esteem, low confidence, low self-worth. They go through the system in the shop, get back to working in a team. We help them recover their self-worth, get them back into what it's like to work with people, being around other people. And it's nice. You see their confidence grow. And it's a good environment. It helps lots of people, and we've been very, very successful at what we do.
Now, you are the project coordinator, so what is your role? What do you do?
Well, I've long story for me. I was a client of Brentwood Community Print 4 or 5 years ago. I went through my own problems, sought help there. Was very, very successful for me. I then went back into the workplace, had a complete career change, and went off to work for a branch of Mind, the national mental health charity, over in Harlow. And I was there for 3.5 years doing community support, so helping people access services, maybe like the CAB if they haven't got the confidence to approach themselves, all sorts of things, housing issues, helping people with panic attacks, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I then, unfortunately, that came to an end due to NHS funding cuts. But it came at a sort of good time because Audrey Clark, who I know very well and respect very much over at Brentwood Community Print, had an opening for me, approached me, and it just all worked out. And now I'm back there as a paid member of staff.
Mm-hmm.
Working on this new project, which we're hoping is going to be an extension of what we do.
It's great that you've actually, when people come in, that you can say, I've been on the journey you're starting, I've done it, and I'm here. So
exactly.
People can actually see
exactly.
that there is, because sometimes if you are, if you suffer from mental health or you suffer from any mental health problems, especially when you've got depression, low self-esteem, it's very difficult sometimes to see there's light at the end of the tunnel because you're stuck in one kind of place. So people must appreciate where you've got to.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I mean, I don't like to think that I'm sort of a role model as such, but when I can sit down with somebody, I can never say I know how you feel because I don't. But what I can say is that I have travelled a very similar journey.
Yeah.
And if you get the right help and if you're willing to engage with that help, then, you know, progress can be made and you can recover your life.
Now, you've come in with a really lovely pamphlet, which is the Supported Independent Placement Scheme. And there's a character on the front, which we'll find out his name in a second. And it's got on there, don't throw people away. So tell everybody about what this new initiative is.
Okay, well, the new project that we are trying to launch, what we do at the shop currently is very good. We get people in, we help them, they get to the stage where then they have their confidence recovered. This new scheme is the next step.
Yep.
So it's trying to get people back out into the wider community, mixing with people so they can not swap one sort of bubble for another.
Mm.
They might get nice and comfortable with us, but we need, obviously, to move people on for their own benefit. You know, so what we are actually looking for is other organisations, be that charities, businesses, or any organisation within the sort of greater Brentwood area, to come on board, offer our people anything from a few hours a week to maybe a day of work experience, supported obviously by one of our mentoring team, and we can obviously offer you lots of benefits in return for that. And of course there's zero cost to you as a placement provider as well.
And is that across sort of, because we've got fantastic hairdressers, we've got all the local shops, we've got estate agents, so they can be across
anything at all. It really doesn't matter. I mean, the more choice we've got, the better we have. I mean, we've got a couple of test placements that are up and running at the moment.
Yeah.
One is with the lovely Jane Bennett over at Bennett's Funerals in the High Street.
Yeah.
Jane is a great supporter of ours. She's always there for us, sends plenty of work our way, and she's taken on a young gentleman, and he's been there for a few hours a week with my support for the last several months, and it's working really well. He's getting something from it. Bennett's are getting something from it, so that's working well. Mark Reed over at Brentwood Theatre, he's offered one of our young ladies a place, and she's been going for the last few weeks, again, for a few hours a week, being supported by one of our mentors, and that's going really, really well, really well.
And you've got Chicken and Frog listed.
Chicken and Frog, we haven't got anybody placed at Chicken and Frog yet, but Jim and Natasha down there have very kindly jumped on board and said, yeah, we'd love to help.
Excellent. Right, well, I will be tweeting this out as well. If you're a company out there and you want to get involved, you can give us a shout here at Phoenix, if you like, at radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can go to the website, all the W's, brentwoodcommunityprint.org.uk, and those details will be up on the website as well. And your Twitter, BWD.com print. So if you do want to find out more, take a look at the website, all the W's, brentwoodcommunityprint.org.uk, and it's one of those things, if you start tweeting out about it, even if your company might not be able to help, if you tweet it out, hopefully to more companies in Brentwood, the more people know, the more people can get involved.
But one of the very good things about the scheme as well is there's plenty of benefits which we are uniquely positioned to sort of offer the placement provider. So lots of free advertising through us of your involvement. Lots of stuff on social media. We'll have a section on our website to say, you know, you're in partnership with us. We do a lot of networking in and around the area, which is something that we rely on heavily. You know, so where appropriate, we would mention that. So lots of free advertising for people. So it's a win-win, really.
Hopefully we'll see you again soon. I hope you get over your cold.
That's okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. If I just give a really quick shout-out to one of our young ladies, Cara White, who is having a big book launch, I believe, at Brentwood Theatre on Tuesday. So good luck with that, Cara. And I will see you soon.
Lovely. And hi, Cara. I've met Cara. She's been a guest on my show. There we go. Right, OK, 11, nearly 11.30. We'll have some ads and I'll be back with you after this.